Getting ready to kick it off here on a beautiful night. Really turned out to be spectacular weather-wise here, and I guess that massive hurricane on the East Coast kind of cleaned us out here and left for a nice several days.
Yes, nice cool breeze here early tonight, and fall is right around the corner.
Most certainly is. And by the way, the Braves games tomorrow and Sunday have been postponed because they are playing in New York, which is expecting a hurricane. So they'll be playing a doubleheader on September the 8th. So they playing tonight, but not tomorrow and Sunday. Just a little Braves update there for you. Well, we're ready to go. Burkett with the toe in the football. Low screaming liner going to be picked up at the 3. Taken to the 10, 15, 20, and going to be pushed out of bounds just on the other side of the 20, about the 22-yard line by Wayne Jones. And your Jay Mullins Jewelry official kickoff time is 7:32. Jay Mullins Jewelry is on West Northfield Boulevard. Great quality, great service, great selection. Friends, it's what you expect in the Mullins name. Jay Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, inspired by you. On West Northfield Boulevard, behind Green Bank, and next door to Fuji's Restaurant. Two wide, near side. They're moving right to left. That's the wide side of the field, by the way. Man in motion in the backfield. Fake the pitch to him. They go with the running back right up the gut. And he picks up good yardage. That's a Chetabu. Across the 30 to the 32-yard line. Wayne Jones with another tackle there. And it's enough to move the chains, a first down. I was looking for the chains across the way, and they're on this side. I forgot about that.
Fake the pitch out wide, a quick hitter up the middle, and that offensive line opened up a big hole. Smyrna's got four down linemen, and they were backed up quite a bit on that first play.
Going right side, the late option pitch by Winfrey down the sidelines. I believe that was Austin Sanders. And he carries it to about the 40-yard line, an 8-yard pickup there for him. Actually knocked out of bounds about the 38, so we'll give him 6 yards. Wayne Jones with another tackle. That's back-to-back-to-back tackles.
Tell you what, that option is tough to defend. Every guy on that defense is assigned a certain position player to cover on the option, but that can be tough to defend if it's well executed.
Second down, 4 yards to go. Ball at the 38-yard line, just underway. The first drive of the game. The quarterback, Winfrey, makes the late pitch right side. Gets it out there to Sanders again before he's knocked out of bounds, but it should be right around the yardsticks and maybe a yard beyond. And it is a yard beyond. It is a first down at the 42-yard line. Austin Sanders with another carry. Well, here they're picking up first downs like picking up lunch.
Yeah, they are, and you know, I can see they've run the ball and they've been effective so far with some quick hitters up the middle, some option plays to the outside, and look for some play action passes off that as the game goes by.
Shumpert, the receiver to the right. They give the ball this time to Chetabu, and not much for him, trying to go off the right guard and kind of stymied there. Curtis Jones made the tackle.
Gain of a yard, brings up second down.
They are going to give him officially a yard on that. Looks like he was stuck at the line. Chetabu in the backfield. Backfield split. Winfrey's going to call his own number and be stood up there at the line. I think Smyrna read that one pretty well.
They have, and they've made some adjustments on defense already, Brian. They started out with four down linemen, with pretty wide splits. Now it looks like they've got about five or six guys up there on the line of scrimmage, and you can tell it's paid off these last two running plays.
T-Ray Malone made the tackle, third and 10. Let's stop this bully in the lunchroom. Third down. I said third and 10. We'll call it third and 9 because of the stick. Winfrey back to pass, and they bring some pressure. Pass is caught. Made the catch at the 39-yard line downfield to Austin Sanders. What a catch.
That was an incredible play. A super catch. The quarterback was backpedaling, and was hit as he released the ball and threw it across the middle of the field. The receiver broke open, but he made a heck of a grab extending his body, and I thought the ground might cause him to drop it, but he maintained possession of it.
That is a 14-yard pickup and another first down for the Bruins. Ball at the Smyrna 39, moving right to left. Bruins clad in the blue and gold pants, gold helmets. And somebody was offsides there. It'll be the first penalty of the game. 9 minutes, 34 seconds to play in the first. And it's encroachment on the defense, so a 5-yard penalty will give the Brentwood Bruins a first and five, which is what you don't want to give that bully in the lunchroom.
No, you don't want to give the bully any advantages. That he already has, but Brent was got to be pleased with this opening drive.
Right now they have the ball at the Smyrna 34-yard line. Defense shifts as Winfrey keeps it himself, goes right side, now upfield to the 25. Winfrey on the keeper. 9-yard pickup for Winfrey, and had a large hole there before T-Ray Malone, the safety, made the stop.
Well, the defensive back there, he did a great job. The strong safety, he did a super job. He turned, made the quarterback break inside, but there was no one there to make the hit once he turned him inside. So a good job of downfield blocking by the Bruins.
First and 10 now from the 45. Make that 25, pardon me. Winfrey to Chetabu. No, he keeps it himself, and he stood up there. Maybe gets a yard out of it to the 24-yard line. This is time for the Bulldogs D to bow up here.
Tackled by several Bulldogs. Gained a couple on the play. Looks like a gain of three. Brings up second down.
Bulldogs brought the house this time, but the leading tackler for Smyrna High was Alex Allen.
23-yard line.
Allen, the senior lineman, 210 pounds. In motion to Sanders in the backfield. Winfrey to pass, comes near side, and has a man open. Going to be taken down out of bounds. Thank goodness that pass complete to Truett Harris.
Well, that was just a well-executed, well-designed play, Brian. The quarterback rolled out to his right, and all the defenders rolled out with him, and it was a delayed pass to the receiver in the left flap and caught everybody off guard, and he was wide open to ramble downfield for that big game.
First and goal from the six. Ball in the center of the field. Winfrey sets him down to Achetabu. I don't think he ever made that handoff. He kept it himself. Tackle made by Fowler, Vince Fowler. It'll bring up second and goal, again from the six. Winfrey does a really good job of hiding that football in the handoff to the running back.
Yeah, he executes real well, handles that option. Very deceptive back there.
Brings him to the line of scrimmage. Shumpert is the near side receiver. And Sanders in motion. It's Chetabu. Right up the middle, shy of the goal line by a yard or two, and there are flags everywhere.
Looks like they're going to back Brentwood up, Brian. Probably a procedure call.
That appears to be the case. Procedure penalty against the Bruins.
5 yards.
5 yard penalty comes at a really good time.
Oh, yeah, it really does. That's the last place Coach Crawford wants him to make a mistake. They're at, you know, ready to score a touchdown, and they have a penalty like that to back him up, five more yards. That's a biggie.
That makes it first and goal now from the 12.
Just outside the 10-yard line.
Ball on the left hash. Big number 78. Logan Techman sets him down. Winfrey, long pass, corner of the end zone, skying for it, reaches up with one hand and pulls it down, does Andy Shumpert for the Bruin touchdown.
Well, nice play. Just one of those, as soon as the quarterback got the ball, he lobbed it into the left corner of the end zone, and the big receiver went up and got it.
Touchdown Bruins at the 7:01 mark of the first.
For the Bruins, touchdown.
And on for the PAT is Matt England. England is a pretty good kicker. Senior kicker punter splits the uprights with this one. Your score is 7-0. You're listening to State Farm High School Football on WGNS.
Hi, this is Chuck Lewis with First Bank in Murfreesboro.
And Jim Bryan of First Bank in Smyrna.
Did you know that Social Security and other federal benefits are moving to a paperless system?
If you're currently receiving a paper check from the government and want to know more about how you can make the transition to direct deposit, stop by your local First Bank branch or call 890-1111 in Murfreesboro or 267-1111 in Smyrna.
That's 890-1111 or 267-1111. First Bank, member FDIC.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And the Steve Martin Construction time of the drive. It was 13 plays, 4 minutes and 53 seconds. Brentwood high, and scoring was Shumpert from a pass from Austin Winfrey. The extra point was good. It's 7-0 Brentwood. And on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, Brian Blackman leading Pearl Cone 6-0. Siegel leading Lincoln County, all over them right now, 16-0. Siegel's an offensive machine right now. Wilson Central leading Laverne 14-7. No score in the Braves game, and we'll try to give you an Eagleville update in just a few moments.
All right. Kickoff goes into the end zone. Not returnable for Lorenzo Williams of the Smyrna Bulldogs. And now Joe Shelton makes a quick pass out here near side. It's to Mario Thompson down the sidelines, 25-20. He's at the 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, crossing midfield, and nobody's going to catch him, folks. He's at the 30, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs!
What a play by the Bulldogs. A quick hitting pass to the right flat. They got a key block, and he rambled down the field for the touchdown.
80 yards for DeMario Thompson. That is a Toots touchdown. Toots, good food and fun on Northwest Broad at Medical Center. South Church at Barfield Crescent and in Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway. That's a way to answer a long, grinding drive. One play, 80 yards.
I'm sure Smyrna's defense would have appreciated at least a couple plays.
Maybe so. Burkett snaps it. The kick is away. Are we tied? Yes, we are. 7-7 with 6:44. Left here in the first. We'll be right back with State Farm High School Football on WGNS.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with my friend John, whose parents just don't understand our obsession.
I told them I only eat squares and with only crumble bits of pepperoni.
They say that's how it all starts.
Don't fight it, John. Don't fight the force. Square slices forever, dude. We're obsessed with Sir Pizza on East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Hello, friends. Lenny Farmer here once again for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home at 820 South Church Street in Murfreesboro. Friends, let me speak to you just a moment about the numerous ways we can help you with your funeral needs. Here at Jennings and Ayers, we offer full-service funerals, full-service cremations, and direct cremations. It's our desire to provide for you a service that fits your needs. When tragedy strikes, we know at Jennings and Ayers that you have a choice of funeral providers, and we want to thank you for placing your trust in our family to serve the needs of your family.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And the Steve Martin Construction time of the drive for Smyrna. 6 minutes at the 6:45 mark. That took 6 seconds, fellas. Williams with an 80-yard run. We're tied 7-7. And State Farm Press Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by First Bank, where you matter most. J. Mullen Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. We're all tied at 7, Brian.
All right, John, here's the kickoff from Burkett. Sails down the center of the field and is touched. And they're just going to have to sit on it there in the end zone. Martinez
It'll be first and 10.
You know,
kind of fumbled that one away.
There, I think they, well, I guess the referee obviously has a better view than I do, but it looked like he was, maybe he had one foot on the goal line, but I thought for sure he had bobbled that ball, you know, in play, and was going to have to pick it up and try to get something out of it, but they called it a touchback.
First and 10 from the 20, and as you mentioned just a second ago, Don, the defense, talking about quick breathers, that was quick.
That was very quick, and now they've got to step up and try to stop them.
Stepping up right through the line, trying to break through is Chudy Achetbu, Chetabu rather. And he picks up a good 4 yards. And he is brought down by Derek Hendricks for the Smyrna Bulldogs. Hendricks, the 5'9", 180-pound senior linebacker. Coming out to the near side is Colton Hill. He's been in on a few series. Receiver to the right as well. Backfield in the power eye. Now they break. Winfrey keeps. Goes off the right side of the line to about the 27-yard line. Give him 3 yards before Hathaway made the tackle for the Bulldogs. It's third and short for the Bruins. Boy, Donnie, I'd sure like to get this ball back.
Yeah, they need to hold him here and get off the field and get the ball back to the offense and get field position, hopefully.
Kyle Burke is the near side receiver. Winfrey looks over to the sidelines. Austin Wells, man in motion. Handoff is up the middle to Achetbu.
Number six,
and Chudy takes it up to the 32-yard line.
First Tennessee, first down.
So it is another first down for the Brentwood Bruins.
Well, I was going to say, Brian, Smyrna had 8 guys in the box there and up on the line of scrimmage, but that big offensive line of Brentwood was able to, get just enough yards for the first down.
They keep the drive alive. Winfrey with a first and 10, looking to pass across the middle, incomplete. Looks like he was a little behind the receiver that time. Reagan.
Excuse me, right? Yeah, they called a break there, number 23, other receiver. He's a sophomore, but he had broken wide open behind all defenders going down the left middle of the field. But the quarterback never looked his way, thank goodness.
Second and 10 now for the Bruins at Brentwood with 5 minutes, 6 seconds on the clock. We're tied at 7 apiece. All but, I guess, 6 seconds of this game, Brentwood's offense has had this ball. And a nice run by Austin Sanders. Sanders 40 to the 45 and finally brought down as he crosses the 45 and gets it up to the 48-yard line. That is a 15-yard scramble by Austin Sanders.
Well, I tell you what, number 14 for Smyrna, P.J. Whitaker, he's a senior defensive back. He missed a tackle and could have stopped him for a short game, but good run by Sanders.
15-yard pickup makes it first and 10. Ball at the Bruin 48-yard line as they move right to left. Winfrey yelling out signals at the line of scrimmage. Chetabu gets it, tries to go right side, and is stood up there.
No gain on the play.
They may give him a yard, but probably just the line of scrimmage.
Game note for you, fellas. That's 7 first downs now for the Brentwood Bruins here in the first half.
Wow. They are picking him up like nobody's business.
Assisting on that defensive play.
Well, they gave him some great field position there, too. I thought he was stood up at the line. They gave him about 2.5 yards.
Yeah, I was a little like maybe a yard at the most.
On the 49 of Smyrna.
So we'll call it second down, 7.5 yards to go. Ball just inside Smyrna territory. Winfrey brings it near side after faking the handoff and gives it to Winfrey. Winfrey, 45 down to the 40, and another first down. That's 8 for the Brentwood Bruins. T-Ray Malone made the tackle for the Smyrna Bulldogs. T-Ray's been kind of everywhere tonight. 6'2". Senior safety, and that's bad when your safety's making a lot of the plays.
Yes, indeed. You don't want your defensive backs to be the leading tacklers.
Winfrey looks left, passes left, ball tipped and incomplete. Sanders couldn't get to it. And you're always taught in that situation to tip it down, but he tipped it in the air, but no Bulldog could make a play.
Yeah, they're fortunate there. He threw that ball behind the running back coming out of the backfield in the flat, and they're lucky that there wasn't anybody nearby to pick that ball off.
3 minutes, 19 seconds left in the first. We're tied at seven apiece, that is. Matt Williams, head coach at Smyrna High School, strolling the sidelines. Winfrey keeps it himself, rolls right side, carries it across the 35 to about the 34-yard line. It's like about a 6-yard gainer, and it brings up third and four. The Smyrna defense has been out there a long time.
They have. Well, you mentioned it earlier. Winfrey does a great job. He's very deceptive with his ball handling skills, and that's making it tough. And they're very well balanced. They've got three different guys of 20, 21, and 30 yards. So it's a balanced attack. You don't know who's going to get the ball, and right now it's got the Smyrna defense back on their heels.
Third and three on the 33-yard line. Winfrey, the late pitch. It's fumbled in the backfield, and it's going to be a big loss by John Bunton. All he could do was fall on it, and that may be the break Smyrna needed. It's going to be fourth and long now, a huge loss on the play of minus 10.
Yeah, that was huge, Brian. Like you said, perfect time for a miscue by the Bruin offense. They haven't had many tonight. It's going to force them to punt.
And John, Donnie, that takes them out of field goal range, too.
It,
you know,
it does
first
indeed.
Down would have kept something alive.
And the guy has some running room, but just a mishandled toss.
Ryan Ault on to punt for the Bruins. First punt of the night. High and into the night. Angling to the right and out of bounds. Deep man back for the Smyrna Bulldogs was P.J. Whitaker, but no play for him. A punt of 34 yards. Well, now how about a long grind him out?
Yes, I know the defense would appreciate it, but that was a huge stop because they were once again driving down the field, making good progress. That mishandled toss saved the day, and maybe their offense can come back and score again.
Minute 45 left here in the first. We're tied at seven apiece, the second offensive series, and the second play on offense for Smyrna in this game. Shelton hands off to the fullback left side.
Number 10, Natarius Johnson.
That was Johnson on the carry.
He's met
stood up there
by number 59 from Brentwood, Adam Tedford.
Batarius Johnson stopped
Brown.
By Tedford.
Second down and 10, Smyrna at their 25-yard line.
Clock rolling at a minute 15. Second down and 10 yards to go. Two wideouts here to the near side. It's Jones and Whitaker. Shelton working from the shotgun this time. Sends Thompson in motion. He's going to block left side. The pass comes this way. The catch is made by Whitaker, and he's brought down at the 30-yard line for a gain of about five, we'll make it 6 yards.
Well, another well-designed pass play. They're two for two in the air, Brian, for 86 yards. Of course, that first one for a long touchdown. But just another quick-hitting pass, kind of a delayed route, out to the right flat. He was wide open and picked up some decent yards.
Scoreboard update, fellas. Wilson Central and Laverne are tied at 14. Siegel 16, Lincoln County 6. Blackman over Pearl Cone, 6-0. Ezell Harding leads the Cougars, 6-0 on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. 7-7 here. Third and four. Shelton, handoff, and up to the 31-32-yard line. And that is going to be it for DeMario Thompson before Contini made the tackle. It'll be fourth down when we come back. That's the end of the first quarter of play. Tied at seven apiece. You're listening to State Farm High School Football on WGNS.
Hi, I'm Doran Claiborne with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Save the annuity way. With Auto Owners Insurance, we can show you a safe and systematic way to save. Auto Owners no-load tax-deferred annuities credit high interest earnings to your savings program, and all Auto Owners investments are of the highest quality. Call us today and start saving the annuity way with Auto Owners Insurance, or come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Hodge Construction Service is a proud supporter of Rutherford County student athletes. Terry Hodge is a true friend to local students. Hodge Construction Services specializes in all types of home repair, carpentry, plumbing, and electrical work. He also specializes in doing quality work on time. You don't pay a penny until the job is finished. Hodge Construction Services can be reached at 390-8941. Hodge Construction Services, 390-8941.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Coming up is the Ideas Tees Halftime Show. We'll have the latest scores, stats, sports news, and more coming up here on WGNS. And fellas, I think maybe Mathers has done something. We're getting an update, so we'll let you know in just a minute.
Sounds good here. Burkett in to punt. And this one looks like it was partially blocked. It's going to roll down to the 50 and just across to the 49-yard line. Only a 21-yard punt, and Donnie, I think somebody got some skin on that one.
I believe if someone did get their hand on that punt, it was not a very good punt, of course, only 21 yards. That's going to give the Bruins with ball just on their side of the 50-yard line.
Boy, that's tough to give them. Good offensive team that's really – just been running it pretty well, the ball at midfield.
It is, and Smyrna's defense, I hope they're in really good condition because of it's been a long first half so far.
Winfrey, they bring the pressure, and they're after him, and they sack him! And that was Brandon Hathaway with the brown bag.
Wow, I tell you what, huge play. The quarterback rolled out the pass, was pressured, and tried to spin away, but Hathaway wouldn't let him go, Brian. Huge loss.
A 14-yard loss at that.
Ball is just inside.
Well, that's just what the doctor ordered. Second down and 23 yards to go. That's a good guess anyway. Coming near side, trying to get some of that back. Sanders, 40, 45, still keeps those legs churning and popped out of bounds at the 47-yard line. So a nice scramble there of 12 yards, so they get 12 of the 14 yards back.
All right, on our Mathers tracker, fellas, Octavius Mathers, 7 carries, 44 yards, 1 touchdown.
Mathers tracker.
It's third down and 12.
We need a WGNS vehicle tracker tomorrow night.
Let's get a sponsor for that.
Maybe a GPS would be nice.
Yeah, a GPS would be really nice. I'll take a compass.
Got trips out to the left. Winfrey looking there, and he's going to be smacked as he lets the ball loose. Now a great open field tackle after the catch was made by Sanders. And that was T-Ray Malone. My goodness, what a stop out there. It's fourth and 11.
Well, Brian, T-Ray Malone's been a beast tonight. Four tackles now, and that one in the open field, and he made no doubt about that. He got him.
Good pressure on the quarterback. The defensive back was there to make the hit. Smyrna's defense has risen to the occasion.
Well, they've started to bring a lot more pressure on the quarterback, and I think it's had an effect on Winfrey. It's Ryan Ault in the punt. Has plenty of time. Gets it away. It's going to be angling out of bounds. Ault take one bounds, out of bounds. And then sail out.
It's inside the 30.
Of bounds at the 30-yard line. 25-yard punt.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Gills Ace Hardware, the helpful place. Proud supporters of Smyrna High School Athletics. Stop by and see Jenny Williams and everyone at Gills Ace Hardware on Nissan Drive in Gillsville at 459-4457. And I have an unofficial score on our Jenny Snares Funeral Home scoreboard. I'm trying to get an update. I believe it's Eagleville 7, McEwen nothing, if I got that right. So we're asking for verification on that. Got to have verification, Donnie, always.
Yes, trust but verify.
Oh, yes.
First and 10.
That's right. They lead 6-0. Excuse me.
6-0.
Okay.
6-0 Eagles.
That's the end of one.
DeMario Thompson trying to come near side and can't
DeMario
cut
Thompson
the corner.
For Smyrna.
Well, I tell you what, number 22 there for the Bruins, Sanders. He's a senior defensive back, 6 foot, 195, and he made a great open field tackle.
Loss of a yard for Thompson.
No gain on the play.
He comes out for a breather.
Second down, a little more than 10.
Second down, we'll call it 11. 7-7 your score. Brentwood, a long, grinded out touchdown drive. Smyrna answered with an 80-yard, one-play drive that took 6 seconds, and we're tied again at 7 apiece. Shelton's going to keep it himself. Now turn back inside. Keeps those legs a-churning to about the 29-yard line. Picks up 5 yards to bring up a third and short. There is some laundry on the carpet.
Tackle on the play by Nicholas Coffey, number 12.
Tell you what, Shelton, he's a pesky little runner. He's not the biggest guy in the world. I doubt if he's even 5'10". That's what they've got him listed as. But he cut back against the grain and picked up 5 tough yards.
Well, they're going to take those 5 tough yards away. The penalty is holding against the Smyrna Bulldogs. That is not what the doctor ordered there. Take the ball back to the 13-yard line. First and 10. Hathaway, one of two receivers, I think. Yes. Trying to see around the corner. Shelton passes across his body to T-Ray Malone. Malone going to be upended. They blew the whistle. Malone kept his wits about him and stayed on his feet, but they'd already blown the ball dead at the 6-yard line. 16, rather.
Well, I tell you what, they flooded the left side with three receivers going downfield and had the one receiver to skirt out there to the right, and but pretty well defended by the Bruins.
3-yard pickup there to make it a 3rd and 19. Shelton with receivers, 2 to both sides. Looking across the middle now, keeps it. He's at the 20. He's at the 25, still on his feet at the 30, and is going to be up into there. It's going to be enough, I think. No. He is going to be just short of first down yardage. He picked up about, looks like, 15 of the 19 he needed, just short.
Well, if nothing else, he got him out of that hole and can back us Brentwood up, you know, and not just great field position if they get off a good punt here.
Austin Wells, and number 8 is J.B.
Wells, one of two. Colton ready to receive the punt. They come after it again, this time high and angling to the left. And it's going to shoot out of bounds right around the 47-yard line. So that's a 22-yard punt on the heels of a 25-yard punt. They're really bringing the pressure.
And I don't see how that ball was. The guy did a great job to avoid a rough in the punter penalty because he was standing right beside him. I guess he had got too far past him because he couldn't get back to where the foot was.
From the WGNS Football Center. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. An update. It's Oakland 7 now. Hunter's Lane nothing. That's in the second quarter. About 11 minutes to go in the half.
All right. Here, 7 apiece. 7:52 left before the Ideas Tees halftime show. Winfrey fakes to Achetbu. In the handoff, going to the right is Driver. Driver takes it to the Smyrna 47, make that 44-yard line.
Well, that was Driver's first touch for the night. He's a junior running back, a 5'10", 167-pounder, and he managed to get around the corner for a good game.
They've got some horses back there. They've got a stable.
They really do.
Chetabu is lined up behind Winfrey. Fakes twice, now rolling out to the left. Burns one, intercepted! And here come the Bulldogs and P.J. Whitaker down the right sideline. He's going to be stopped at the 45-yard line. Winfrey throws the pick.
Whitaker, great job of reading that pass all the way. He broke on the ball just right for a big interception. We talked about their secondary being one of their strengths, Brian. And they certainly made a big play there.
They have the ball at the Bruin 45-yard line as they move right to left.
Some scores update for you. Siegel 16, Lincoln County 6. Oakland leading Hunter's Lane 7-0. Blackman blanking Pearl Cone right now 13-0. Wilson Central hanging on against Laverne in the second quarter late 17-14.
Wayne Jones, one of three receivers out here to the near side, one to the right. Shelton works from the shotgun with a back split to his left. That's Johnson. And there is a delay of game penalty against the Bulldogs.
And a couple of more scores here. Eagle leading McEwen 6-0. Easdale Harding over Middle Tennessee Christian by the same score, 6-0 as well, on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Makes it first and 15. Ball is on the right hash at the midfield stripe. Alex Allen sets him down. Now Shelton with the quick pass out here near side. Out of bounds at the 42-yard line. P.J. Whitaker with a nice pass, or rather catch, after the pass from Shelton. Ball is at the 38-yard line, just short of the first down. It'll be second down, and we'll call it three, so a pickup of 12. My math is right, which is always in question. Jones and Xavier Kennard, wideouts to the right. Shelton keeps it as the quarterback tries to get it to the 35-yard line, and I think does. There's a late push that Smyrna fans would like called, but the hanky stays in the back pocket. Adam Tetford with the takedown for the Bruins. And that brings up a third down and about a yard to go.
Third down and one.
Shelton's already over 100 yards in the air, 101 yards on four completions.
Trips to the left, one to the right. Thompson is the only man in the backfield. Now he's in motion. Handoff goes to St. Cloud. St. Cloud ekes out that yard, which gives us, I think, saw the official out there.
He's
waving,
holding his fist up. I thought that extra lunge gave him the first down.
Sure should have. Looked like it from here.
They're going for it.
They are going to go up to the line really quickly. Now the official won't get out of the way. Boy, Smyrna fans are livid, and so is Coach Matt Williams as they call a timeout, which we will take as well. You're listening to State Farm High School Football on WGNS. Tied at 7, 4th-and-1 for the Bulldogs.
What does it mean when we say going the extra mile? This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care. For us, it means showing you exactly what it will take to fix your vehicle before putting unnecessary labor into the job. It means being honest and fair to our customers. Going the extra mile means checking tire pressures, lights, and other extras with a standard oil change. We look forward to visiting with you at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad across from the Discovery Center. We'll go
the extra mile. Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Bell Jewelers, the unforgettable jeweler.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurant. We wanted to remind you that Toots Restaurants are your game day headquarters. Come visit us before and after every football game, whether it be high school, MTSU, or the Tennessee Titans. Please come visit us before or after each MTSU game, Tennessee Titans game, and on Friday nights, kitchens open till midnight after your high school game. If you don't have time to eat with us before or after the game, get your favorite tailgating item by calling our takeout line.
Good food and fun.
Joe Shelton on the 4th-and-1. Handoff goes to Lorenzo Williams and don't know. It is going to be too close to call.
Number 8, T. Ray Malone.
They say first down. Yeah. Yes, sir. First bank. First down. Bulldogs.
If my stats are right, fellas, that is the first Smyrna first down. We had a couple of penalties, but that big run, that big pass play of 80 yards was really the only offense that consistent offense they've had on that one play.
New set of downs, new life here for Smyrna. Shelton surveying the defense. Going to run right. And may tuck it and run. He does. Cuts back inside. Going to be brought down at the 29-yard line. And a 6-yard gainer for Joe Shelton.
Made by number 9, Carson O'Neill.
Joe, the senior quarterback, 165 pounds.
He's a tough kid. You know, he'll tell you what, he's very quick on his feet, made a good cutback, and keeps those legs driving. And to be so small, a very physical quarterback.
From the 28-yard line.
Dominique Bell, wide out to the right, two more to the left. Backfield splits for DeMario Thompson, and that's why the Ocean's part. He's at the 20, he's at the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and tiptoes to the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs.
Well, I tell you what, some nifty moves by DeMario Thompson that time, Brian. He cut to his left and cut to his right and broke it outside for a big touchdown.
28-yard Toots touchdown. Toots, good food and fun. Three Rutherford County locations. Wade Hayes cooking up a nice burger when you want one. Wings, you name it.
Fried pickles.
Yes, sir.
I love Toots.
Good stuff. Good food and fun.
Good food and fun.
Bulldogs take the lead, and here for the point after is Burkett, and yes, you can count that. It's 14-7. Bulldogs with 5:02 left in the first. You're listening to State Farm High School Football on WGNS.
Intersource is your source for DirecTV, Dish Network, Xfinity, and Charter.
We provide TV, internet, and phone service for your home and business.
We are your trusted source for entertainment.
Call us today, 815-1800, for a free evaluation of your current services.
We will help you put the bundle together that best fits your needs.
Mid-South Satellite is now Intersource, 815-1800.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street.
And this is Juan here at Midas. We're more than just mufflers. Our ASC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $24.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right.
Only $24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
$24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
On Northwest Broad, between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Mark Construction, time of the drive for Smyrna. It's 6 plays, 2 minutes, 29 seconds, capped off by a 28-yard TD run by Thompson. Smyrna leads at 14-7. If you're looking for a contractor that can meet your every need, it's Steve Martin Construction at 904-9639. Here is the Burkett kickoff. After the Smyrna touchdown to give them the 14-7 lead, it is fumbled by Isaac Martinez, and not a lot of room there. Brought down at the 5-yard line.
That was number 5, Brian. Big play there.
Xavier Kennard. Well, that's a tough thing to do, isn't it, Donnie? Come barreling downfield, and you don't know what the returner is going to do. He bobbled it, which gave him a few extra yards to kind of get his bearings, and he just laid in on it.
Yeah, I tell you what a big play there by the Smyrna kickoff team. Great tackle, and it's got them backed up deep in their own territory.
Now, as greedy as I like to be, let's get this ball back. Good field position, possibly. Winfrey, a quick handoff to Achetibu. Not much doing there.
Judy Achetibu for Brentwood.
Judy is held up by the Smyrna Bulldogs, Deshaun Williams.
Derek Hendricks on the stop.
4 minutes, 32 seconds. Clock winding here toward halftime.
Second down and 10.
Bruins break the huddle. Bring out one receiver to the far side, line in there tight. And now there are flags, going to be encroachment on the Bulldogs, I believe, unless they were drawn off sides, which I like the latter of those two, but I don't think that's going to happen. It is against the Bulldogs.
In-game note for Smyrna now, that's 30 yards in penalties.
30 yards in penalties, and Brentwood, I think, has only had one penalty on the night. Makes it 2nd and 4 now, gives the Bruins a little breathing room. And now this one may go against the Brentwood Bruins, so we'll maybe march back. start against the Bruins. So that one will go back, to the 6 yard line. We'll do the second down again. Second and now 8 yards to go. Well, probably closer to nine. We're at a weird angle here, and the sticks are on this side. We're on the visitor side in the visitor's press box. Yes, they have one here at Brentwood. Winfrey fakes the pitch and now does to Austin Sanders, and he's hit hard at the 11-yard line.
Well, that was a great open field tackle that time by the defensive back, Lorenzo Williams, 5'8", 160-pound senior. Another great open field tackle by the Bulldog defense.
Makes it third and four. 6 yard gainer. Big third down in this game.
It's third and four from the 12-yard line.
We'll have the Ideas Tees halftime report coming up. John will have a lot of information. Donnie will have the stats. Update on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard as well. Winfrey going to keep it himself. Pitch late. Going around the left side. After the pitch over to Austin Wells. And I didn't see where it went out of bounds. We'll just have to wait and see. T-Ray Malone.
First down, Brian.
It is a first down.
Well, that was huge because Smyrna was hoping to hold them and force a punt and get the ball in real good field position. But they managed to eke out a first down.
First down for the Bruins.
Bruins have had a lot of first downs in this game. That is nine first downs for them. However, they trail in this game 14-7. Winfrey goes left side, takes it across the 25 to about the 30-yard line. Don't know if he quite got there or not.
Tackle made by Wayne Jones.
Going to be about an 11-yard pickup.
Donnie, it almost looks like they're using a Chetaboo as a kind of a decoy tonight in this first half, and Winfrey's just kind of picking up some big yards.
Yeah, I think you're right. They've been faking it to him, and he has been a very effective decoy, and Winfrey has carried the ball 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's got 9 carries already. That's a lot for the quarterback.
Pitch is high to Sanders, and Sanders going to be wrapped up. He had to kind of juggle that around for a minute, and that allowed the Smyrna defense to swarm and a loss of 4 on the play.
DeMarcus St. Cloud
makes it second down and about 13 and a half. Hathaway on the tackle.
Well, apparently Smyrna's defense is in tip-top condition, Brian, because they were on the field a long time in that first quarter, but they have certainly done nothing but just getting better as the game's gone by so far.
What, Smyrna had the ball one play on offense in that first quarter?
Yeah, after a long opening drive by the Bruins for their only touchdown.
Chetaboo trying to go left side and wrapped up. Third down, minute 13, and now a flag flies late.
Flag on the play.
And this never means good things.
Looks like it's – no, it doesn't, Brian. Probably a personal foul of some sort. Smyrna's pointing to Brentwood, so we shall see.
That's Brian, we've got – I've got 7-0 Eagleville over McEwen at half. Now, that's a call that's coming in. If there's anything different than that, please let me know. I've got a 7-0 score, Eagleville over McEwen, that somebody's there that's giving me that score. So, also, Wilson Central leading Laverne 17-14 at half. 7-0 Oakland over Hunter's Lane. Siegel leading Lincoln County 16-6. And Blackman leading Pearl Cone 13-0 as they march off this penalty flag.
That is a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against our Bulldogs. So that takes it to the Brentwood 39-yard line with a minute 5 and rolling now. They're moving left to right. And they have the weapons in the arsenal. Winfrey going down the left sideline. Incomplete. And the two receivers, or the receiver and the defender, kind of got their legs all tangled up. That pass intended for Andy Schumpert.
Yeah, that was probably a good no call. The defensive back kind of stumbled and the receiver ran into him. But the ball was probably uncatchable anyways, a little overthrown.
Smyrna starting to catch up a little bit with time of possession. Brentwood had a huge margin in time of possession in the first quarter. But Smyrna has since kind of caught up a little bit, and they also have the lead at 14-7 here.
Second and 10 from their own 39-yard line. Winfrey decides to keep it, tries to turn and spin up inside, and does cross the 40 to about the 42-and-a-half-yard line. Clock rolls, and that may be the white flag saying we're just going to get out of this half.
Initial contact.
Nope, there's a timeout on the field with 36 seconds to play. 14-7, Smyrna Bulldogs lead. Bulldogs on defense with a 3rd and 6 facing these Brentwood Bruins when we come back for more State Farm High School football.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student athletes.
Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we do our very best to be very price competitive. On most major items, we're matching internet prices and sometimes even better. So if you're looking for great quality at good prices, this is the place to shop. Come by today and join our Play Today music program. We can get you started playing today and ready to go. This is Dave Kivenimi inviting you to come by Music World and Drummer's Den in Murfreesboro across from Indian Hills.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Winfrey back to pass. Smyrna brings the pressure. The quick hitter out there to Sanders, 45, 50. Crosses midfield and going to be taken down at the Smyrna 45-yard line. Clock stops with the first down at the 27.
Nice screen play to the left flat for some good yards.
30 yards to be exact.
30 yards, and now they spike the football to stop the clock. 24 seconds after the first down, so they'll have now second down and 10. A lot of things you can do here, Donnie. If you can go toward the sidelines, gain another 10 yards or so. They're not in field goal range from there. They probably need another 10, 15 yards.
Yeah, at least. But that was just a well-designed screen play. He was wide open. Just another good open field tackle by the defensive back for Smyrna.
Shumpert out here to the near side. Backfield. Man in motion. Winfrey going to be hit and brought down. And laying in the big brown bag is T. Ray Malone.
Well, he was unblocked, came in from the blind side, and just lowered the boom on Winfrey for a big sack.
He said, not in my house, and not today. And that's going to wind up the first half of play. Bulldogs head out on a big high with that huge stop and go to the locker room, leading the Brentwood Bruins by a touchdown, 14-7. I just love it when a plan comes together like that, don't you?
Oh, that was just a great way to end the first half for the Bulldogs.
Well, a great way to spend your halftime is coming up next as John Dinkins will talk to you about all of the great things going on here in our community, talk about some different things, some programming notes, update your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, and we will also have a lot, and I mean a lot of stats for you coming up here on WGNS as you listen to State Farm High School football back in just a moment.
This is Lester Martin inviting you to our Customer Appreciation Day at Martin's Home and Garden, Monday, Labor Day.
The store-wide sale includes half price on all trees and shrubs, fountains and garden decor up to 70% off, and sheds, gazebos, playsets, and playhouses. Save up to $500. Sale Labor Day only, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
It's our way of saying thanks to Rutherford County for supporting Martin's Home and Garden on Broad across from Demos.
Store-wide Labor Day prices 9 until 3 only with free food and drinks 11 until 2 at Martin's Home and Garden. garden.
At Little Caesars, your family gets so much delicious food for so little money, you might think somebody, well, goofed.
Got the pizza, Mom. Here's your change.
All this change is mine? There must be some mistake.
Pull into Little Caesars and pick up a large pizza with one topping of your choice. Only $5 every day.
All this change? This can't be right. Let me talk to the manager.
I'm the manager.
Then let me talk to the owner.
I'm the owner.
Then let me talk to the funny little guy in the toga.
On Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Franklin Road and Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart.
Pizza, pizza.
Have you ever wondered what happens at transmission shops after you drop off your car? You're not going to understand that. At Performance Transmissions in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard, they know what they're doing. From minor repairs to complete overhauls. And they work on everything from your classic hot rod, your muscle car, to grandma's Buick. You name it, they can fix it. Performance Transmissions on Memorial next to O'Reilly's. Online at MurfreesboroTransmissions.com.
The time is now. Bob Parts Auction. The time is now.
Absolute auction ordered by the courts. Saturday, September 3rd, a two-bedroom house on 8 acres will be auctioned off. The land will be auctioned off in 3 tracks, plus 3 vehicles will also be auctioned off. The auction is at 924 Twin Oaks Drive in Murfreesboro. Again, that's 924 Twin Oaks Drive in Murfreesboro, auction September 3rd.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
This is Primetime Sports. WGNS Murfreesboro. On FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450. Streaming worldwide at GoPrimetimeSports.com. And always at the game. At the game. Next on WGNS Primetime Sports, it's the Ideas Tees Halftime Show. A look at tonight's scores and schedule, plus local sports news and notes. Now for in-depth game coverage, let's join Brian, John, and Donnie.
And welcome to the Ideas Tees Halftime Show. Ideas Tees is the place in Rutherford County for school spirit wear and the official merchandise source for the Blue Raiders and TSSAA. Donnie Johnson, this is John Dinkins. Donnie joining me. He'll have stats and a little conversation here in just a minute. Ideas Tees, from high school, middle school, church, and civic organizations, Ideas Tees can print your logo on just about anything, with screen printing to embroidery and more. Need a great idea for fundraising? Ideas Tees can help you with that as well. Visit their website, ideastees.com. And for MTSU shirts, hats, and everything blue and white, you can visit mtsutees.com, the official operators of Lightning's Locker Room. They're located at 910 Risley Road, turn off Broad between Chewy and Chili's. They're also on the MTSU campus at the football stadium. Ideas Tees, proud to bring you tonight's halftime report and the Monday primetime sports scene on WGNS. Donnie Johnson joins me here as we have a halftime score of 14-7. We are going to update some scores on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard before we talk to Don here. Blackman leading Pearl Cone 13-0. It's Siegel 23, Lincoln County 6. That's in the second quarter, or at half. Make that 26-6, I believe. I think that's 26-6 at half. Hunter's Lane and Oakland are tied 7-7. That was late in the second quarter. Wilson Central at half leads Laverne 14-7. Eagleville, I'm going to go with 6-0 over McEwen until I hear differently. How's that, Donnie? Ezel Harding, 14. Middle Tennessee Christian School, nothing. And, of course, Riverdale is going to be in the big city of Louisville tomorrow. and we'll be there on WGNS to broadcast that game for you. Donnie, 14-7 here, Smyrna. It started off a little rocky as Brentwood kind of held the ball and moved down the field and to take a 7-0 lead. But since then, it's been pretty much all Smyrna.
Indeed it has. That opening long drive by the Bruins, their only score of the first half, and we were concerned about Smyrna's defense being on the field so long, but their defense has stiffened up and risen to the occasion with a lot of good open field tackles by the Bulldogs, and they had that quick hitting pass play out in the right flat to open up their first possession for 80-yard touchdown score, and Smyrna, of course, got one more touchdown on the board and a big interception helped set that up, and good first half by the Bulldogs.
As a player going in after you've made that pick and stopped them, that's got to be a real emotional lift going into the locker room.
It really is. And then the very final play of the first half, they've really been putting the pressure on Winfrey. They made some adjustments, and that big sack to finish up the first half. So two big defensive momentum builders for the Bulldogs, the interception and the sack. And Smyrna, I tell you what, between Thompson and St. Cloud, they're two very quick, nifty moves running backs.
Donnie, you've got the halftime stat for you, brought to you by Sunette P at Bob Parks Realty, AG Sporting Goods, and Winner's Trophy, and a pretty good night for a young man named Mr. Williams. You'll talk about that in a minute.
Yes, we will. For the Brentwood Bruins to start off with on the ground, Ichetabu, is that how you say that,
That's
John?
Right. Good.
Very
good job.
He had 23 yards on 7 carries. Their leading rusher was Austin Sanders. He had 59 yards on 7 carries as well. Winfrey, he had 11 carries. But only 18 yards, and that's due largely to several big quarterback sacks by that tough Bulldog defense. And Benton also on that mishandled toss back, he had an 11-yard loss. In the air, Austin Winfrey was 5 of 8 for 71 yards, so they had 89 yards on the ground, 71 in the air for a total first half yardage for the Bruins of 160 yards. For the Smyrna Bulldogs, Joe Shelton, the little senior quarterback, 28 yards on 4 carries. St. Cloud, 81 yards on 2 carries. Of course, he had that big 80-yard touchdown play. We've got DeMarco Thompson, 31 yards on 3 carries. And Whitaker has 12 yards on 1 rush. Malone, 1 yard on 1 carry as well. Joe Shelton, he was 4-4 for 101 yards on the ground, 153 on the ground, 153, in the air, 101, 254 yards. So pretty impressive first half for the Bulldogs, Sean.
Having a little trouble reading your writing there?
I don't know why. I always have.
I don't know either. I can't understand it. Hey, Donnie, I'm thinking Chittaboo's going to see the ball a lot more in the second half. He's their power runner. He's their horse. Unless there's something physically wrong with him, I think we're going to see him carry the ball more than 6 or 7 times.
Yeah, I know you mentioned that they were using him as a decoy, and I'm sure Smyrna had a good defensive scheme plan for him for this game, but he's been a non-factor so far tonight, and you know, like you say, that opening drive kind of had you a little concerned the way they just dominated the Smyrna defense. But give the defensive staff some credit, they made some adjustments, they got more guys in the box, they got pressure on the quarterback, and they have found an answer for that opening drive.
Well, they lead it here 14-7. Those stats brought to you by Sunette P of Bob Parks Realty, AG Sporting Goods, and Winner's Trophy. Got some defensive stats quickly for you before we take a break. Adam Tedford has 3 tackles. Nick Contini with 1. Truett Harris with 1 for Brentwood. For Smyrna, Trey Malone is having T-Ray is having a big night. He's got 5 tackles. Wayne Jones with 3, Brandon Hathaway with 2, St. Cloud with 1, Fowler with 1, Williams with 1, Jones with Curtis Jones, and Derek Hendricks with 1, all tackles for Smyrna here tonight. And we're going to take a break. It's 14-7. Smyrna leads it here at halftime from Brentwood High School. We'll take a break. More of the IDST's halftime show coming up right after this timeout. We'll have the TOA orthopedic highlight and our primetime sports calendar all coming up in just a moment.
Hi, this is Chuck Lewis with First Bank in Murfreesboro.
And Jim Bryan of First Bank in Smyrna.
Did you know that Social Security and other federal benefits are moving to a paperless system?
If you're currently receiving a paper check from the government and want to know more about how you can make the transition to direct deposit, stop by your local First Bank branch or call 890-1111 in Murfreesboro or 267-1111 in Smyrna.
That's 890-1111 or 267-1111. First Bank, member FDIC.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
You'll feel the difference at Jerry Potts Car Care when you walk in the door at 2420 Southgate Boulevard.
It's family. I feel we offer an alternative to having to go to the dealer.
That's Stacy Potts Orfis at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We treat everybody with respect. We're going to fix their vehicle how we would fix our own vehicle and make it safe. And we stand behind everything.
Jerry Potts Car Care, just off South Church by the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
Hey Josh, why did we change the name from Mid-South Satellite to Intersource?
It's simple, Andy. We provide the Mid-State with so much more than satellite. We're an authorized agent for Xfinity, Charter, Dish Network, and DirecTV.
Xfinity and Charter too?
That's right. We offer the best bundle package for the best price on everything. Satellite, cable, internet, home theater, and more.
Hence the name Intersource.
Hence. Are you trying to sound smart?
Did it work?
Not at all.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by State Farm agent Jenny Allman, Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, Bell Jewelers, First Bank, Farmer Brothers Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden. And John Ding is back with you here on the IDST's Halftime Show. Our Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance tonight highlights Oakland running back Andre Chesterfield and fullback Travon Willis. Last week, the tandem picked up 247 yards to lead the Patriots past Arlington. Chesterfield had 110 yards and Willis had 137 on a night that Oakland rushed for more yards than they have in the Thomas McDaniel era, 335 yards. And that's saying a lot because they've had some pretty good running backs. Congratulations to Oakland's Andre Chesterfield and Travon Willis from TOA. Whether you're in the game, on the sidelines, or cheering from the stands, TOA, that Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, is the official team physician of all Rutherford County athletes. We help you heal. Visit TOA.com. And we're going to take a look at our primetime sports calendar. Tomorrow morning, we will have Apprentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner or Cougar Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant at the corner of Las Casas, Northfield, and Rutherford next to Food Lion. The football coaches will be by to talk about tonight's game tomorrow morning. IDST's primetime sports scene is back at Paleo's Grill. Donnie, you'll be glad to know it's just an hour show tomorrow on Monday. It's on Broad Street this Monday night at 6. Join me, Brian Barrett, and Donnie, along with D&J Prep Editor Tom Crager and Jonathan Hutton with Titans Radio. We'll see you at Paleo's Grill this Monday night for the IDST's primetime sports scene. And, of course, as everybody starts to throw the pigskin around, the MTSU is just around the corner. The Blue Raiders are gearing up to begin the season at Purdue on September 3rd. WGNS is once again the proud Rutherford County home for Middle Tennessee football and basketball. Join Chip Walters and Kelly Holcomb for all of the play-by-play story. Plus, on home games, Danny Page and Kelly team up for the Kirkenbird Smokehouse Grill pregame show. And Phil Dye hosts a tailgate edition of All Sports Talk. 3 hours of pregame leading up to all home games right here on WGNS.
And if you've missed part of tonight's action or one of your favorite coaches, don't forget we're podcasting each game and coaches show for high school and MTSU sports this season. Just log on to WGNSradio.com and click on podcast. The high school game podcasts are sponsored by Sir Pizza, who will also bring you the post-game replays. Tonight's IDIS Tees Halftime Show is brought to you in part by Jones Car Wash on Memorial Boulevard across from O. Charlie's. Palmer Jones and the staff are proud to support all Rutherford County sports teams. Jones Car Wash offers full service and exterior car wash services. All washes include wheel cleaner, bug removal, listen to this, Donnie, towel drying. You can bring that Suburban in and get it all cleaned up. If you're a customer, thanks for your support, and if not, the Jones family invites you to give them a try. Family owned and operated since 1971, Jones Car Wash, better service, better wash, right price. You know, if you have announcements you'd like us to broadcast and put on our website, send an email to radio@goprimetimesports.com. You can also email us tonight and tell us where you're listening in to the broadcast. That's radio@goprimetimesports.com. And you know, I forgot my scores tonight, but we'll have them tomorrow. Jeff Jordan provides some middle school scores, and I apologize. I left them in another bag tonight. But we'll have those tomorrow on the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner. And you can read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at MurfreesboroPost.com. Scores and standings for middle school and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post. 14-7 is our score. Smyrna leading Brentwood here at half. And our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, we've got Blackman over Pearl Cone, 13-6. I guess, Rafferty, these are mostly halftime scores now. Oakland over Hunter's Lane, 14-7. Siegel, 26. Lincoln County, 6 at half. Wilson Central over Laverne, 17-14. That's a halftime score. Eagleville at half leads McEwen, 7-0. That's 7-0 Eagleville over McEwen. And Ezell Harding leads Middle Tennessee Christian School by a score of 14-0. Bad news from New York, Atlanta. Not only a hurricane coming, but the Mets have put four runs on to the Braves, and they lead it 4-0 in the about the sixth inning, I think, of that game. All right. That's the Ideas Tees Halftime Show. Remember, Ideas Tees is the place in Rutherford County for school spirit wear and the official merchandise source for the Blue Raiders and TSSAA. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the start of the second half. It's Smyrna 14, Brentwood 7. Donnie and Brian will have all the play-by-play action for you right after this break.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad, just down from the country club.
And this is Eric. Having trouble passing the emissions test? It's no problem for us. We'll diagnose the problem, fix it, and drive your vehicle until it's ready to pass.
Then we'll take it through the emissions test ourselves so you don't have to.
We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Hello once again, this is Lenny Farmer with the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. As a certified pre-planning consultant, it's my goal to provide you with the most cost-effective funeral plan available. Sure, there are a lot of questions you have about the pre-planning process, and I want to answer them all to your satisfaction. At Jennings and Ayers at 820 South Church Street across from the post office, feel free to call us for a pre-planning appointment at 893-2422. We guarantee the price for the rest of your life.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, we can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281, make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, call Thompson Services for values that last.
Here at Animal City, we are very proud to hand raise most of our own birds so that you can get the best possible companion for your family. And this is Amanda inviting your family to come visit our family here at Animal City. And as the weather gets warmer, we have everything that you need to create or maintain a beautiful, serene garden pond. Animal City is a family business. We are at 919 Northwest Broad Street. That's in Murfreesboro next to the bowling lane. Animal City.
The team of chefs at Paleo's Grill invite you to the new Murfreesboro location on Northwest Broad, just down from Jackson Heights. Stop in and try one of their made-from-scratch entrees featuring steaks, Italian, seafood, and Southern comforts. some of their freshly prepared greats, Nana's lasagna made from old family recipes, fish and chips, smoked maple glazed pork chop, fried green tomatoes, just to name a few. Come taste the Paleo's difference with casual dining for lunch and dinner daily. Paleo's, always fresh, always delicious.
This is Lester Martin inviting you to our Customer Appreciation Day at Martin's Home and Garden, Monday, Labor Day.
The store-wide sale includes half price on all trees and shrubs, fountains and garden decor up to 70% off, and sheds, gazebos, playsets, and playhouses. Save up to $500. Sale Labor Day only, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
It's our way of saying thanks to Rutherford County for supporting Martin's Home and Garden on Broad across from Demos.
Store-wide Labor Day prices 9 until 3 only with free food and drinks 11 until 2 at Martin's Home and Garden.
Hi, I'm Doran Clayton with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Insure both your car and home with us through Auto Owners Insurance and we'll save you money. That's right, with Auto Owners Multiple Policy Discount, when you insure both your car and home, we'll save you time and money by consolidating all of your insurance need with the no problem company, Auto Owners Insurance. Give us a call at 893-5064 or come by our new office at 319 West McKnight Drive.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers. Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, our friends at TOA. Last Cassis Feed Supply, Winner's Trophy, Cellular Concepts, and Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning. Brian Barrett back along with you, along with Donnie Johnson. Donnie, one key stat that we don't keep, but I did hear here on the field, which I thought was very interesting, was the time of possession. Brentwood had the ball 16 minutes 57 seconds in that first half. Smyrna had the ball 7 minutes and 3 seconds. So, man, what a difference in time of possession.
A huge difference, and like you said, we were concerned at first because Smyrna's defense had spent so much time on the field, particularly early in that first quarter. And but I tell you what, their defensive staff made some adjustments. They got more guys. They started out with four down linemen with wide splits, and they started crowding that box, getting more bodies up there. And they have had an answer for that Brentwood offense so far.
Keeping the time of possession is a difficult thing for us to do with everything else that's going on. But another thing you can glean from that is to have the lead and have the ball over half of the time less than your opponent, that's almost unheard of in a football game.
It is, and of course their opening play was an 80-yard strike for a touchdown, so that took care of that took 6 seconds. So
yeah,
that kind of explains part of it, but it's got to be a little demoralizing for the Brentwood offense to kind of have the ball that long and only 7 points to show for it is a little bit of a, like I say, that can kind of weigh on you mentally as well. So, Brentwood, they've both got great coaching staffs. So they're going to both check things out, make some adjustments, and we should have a great second half here, Brian.
Smyrna did have some difficulty, maintaining drives, and I think that's one key to the second half that they really need to get something going if they can.
Yeah, some nice sustained drives, and I tell you what, they had one missed tackle, but overall they have done a great job of open field tackling. But St. Cloud and Thompson, tell you what, once you give them just a little bit of room, and they can do some damage.
First downs, I think Smyrna had one first down, and Brentwood had 9 first downs, so hopefully some more first downs in that, too.
Exactly, and let's make that Brentwood defense stay on the field a while.
John, you've got an update for us?
Well, I've got some halftime scores, Brian. Oakland leading Hunters Lane 14-7, Siegel 26, Lincoln County 6, Blackman over Pearl Cone 13-6. It is Wilson Central 17, Laverne 14 as they start the third quarter. And I think they're in the third quarter now. Eagleville leading McEwen 7-0. Ezel Harding over Middle Tennessee Christian 14-0. With the injuries, it's going to be hard for the Cougars to score. Braves are trailing 4-0. And, of course, we've got that big game, that big game tomorrow.
That Braves score is now 6-0. Mets in the ninth. So not looking good for the Braves.
I think the Braves were cashing that one in early tonight.
Maybe so.
Thinking about the ride home, getting out of that hurricane. And, Brian, you mentioned some in-game stats. Here's another one. Smyrna with 45 yards of penalties has not helped the cause, although they are leading here 14-7. Only 5 yards penalties for Brentwood.
Well, we're about ready to get this second half underway. The Bulldogs will receive the football. They won the coin toss, deferred to the second half. DeMario Thompson is deep back, along with Lorenzo Williams. And Alt puts the toe in the football, and we're underway here in the second half.
Wow.
This one sails to the back of the end zone and almost over the fence. First and 10 from the 20. I would assume that wow was because of that booming kick.
That's exactly what that wow was for, Brian. Guy's got a strong leg on him.
I didn't think it was my hair tonight.
No, it wasn't your hair.
I really don't have wow hair, do I?
Well, I don't know, bro. You're just one big wow kind of guy.
Oh, mercy. Second half underway here. Bulldogs, roll them out.
Is that an acronym for something? Wow.
Probably.
I'll come up with something.
Shelton sends trips to the left, one to the right. Snap a little low to him. Pump fake. Now he's going to have to run for his life. Ball comes loose. Flags everywhere. And I think he was face masked.
Well, I tell you what, big break there for the Smyrna Bulldogs, because he was caught in the backfield, but they grabbed his face mask and slung him down. That's probably going to be a 15-yarder because his head was jerked around pretty violently. So, that's going to get them 15 yards at least.
You would have to think that will be the call, and that is the call as they march it off 15 yards to the good. If you are a Smyrna fan, which I would assume most of you listening are, or a fan of Rutherford County High School sports, tomorrow night on the road in Louisville.
At their 32-yard line.
Keeping the roads hot. WGNS Dune Buggy is going to put a few miles on it.
Is that what that is?
Well, sort of. First and 10, ball now at the 32-yard line. And now there's a penalty for something here against the Bulldogs.
False start. On the offense, 5 yards.
Figured that would be the play there, so kind of an inauspicious start here in the second half.
Gentlemen, State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun. You're going to sing that, Donnie. Performance Transmission, InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment, State Farm agent Mel Adams, and Reeves Sane Drugstore.
Twins to both sides for Shelton. Looks like Thompson in the slot. No, he's in motion. A handoff goes to him around the corner and maybe some more. Nope, can't get the corner. Going to be upended right around 28-29 for a loss of a couple of yards, but another flag flies.
I think this might be holding, Donnie, on this.
I wouldn't be surprised, because usually when it's a run that's drawn out wide to the sidelines, that's exactly what it is, Brian and John.
Holding against Smyrna. So back-to-back penalties almost erases that 15 yards they got, Donnie.
Yes, it does. Kind of similar to how we had at the end of the first half, back and forth on penalties. So not a very efficient start for the second half. But, hey, at least Smyrna's got the ball in their head.
They do, and they do. Second and 15. We've played a minute here. I think it's football. Thompson is in motion again. Shelton's going to take the draw right up the middle. And now another flag as Shelton takes it to the 33.
I'm thinking that's going to be something against Brentwood by the reaction of the Brentwood coaches, but I have been wrong before, Brian.
Only once. 6-yard gainer. The officials confer.
Holding is the call.
It's holding against Smyrna.
Like I said, Brian, I have been wrong before.
No, that's twice.
Maybe he was reacting in glee over there. It was a happy reaction.
Was it Will Hester?
Could have been.
It's hard to see if he's gleeful or not sometimes.
That was a well-designed little quarterback draw, though.
And 21 upcoming. And a big hole, I guess. Now we know why.
Yeah, know why, yeah.
Well, that makes it second and double nickels. Back to pass to Shelton, rushed out of the pocket and thrown incomplete. No protection there, and Joe had to run for his life and just try to get off a pass. Intended for Bell, but well short.
Intended for
why do I have flashbacks, John, to Eric Ainge, that pass out in the fight against LSU. But those are always dangerous plays when you're back deep in your own territory and you're under pressure and you throw the ball wide out to the flat. It's probably a good thing it was underthrown because there was a defensive back breaking on the ball.
Well, if Williams has a third and 22 play, here's the time to use it. Shelton eyes the defense, steps up in the pocket, and now makes the pass to Thompson. It's a first down. He's at the 45, and he's going to be wrestled out of bounds at midfield. A 30-yard pass and catch, Shelton to Thompson.
Great play. I tell you what, Shelton got some time back there, rolled out to his right, and a slow developing pass pattern, and Thompson broke free down the field for a big play. He has a 23-yard first down play, Brian.
He does,
yes.
And that was it.
Yes, it was.
That accounted for 30 yards and needed but 22, so the 8 is just icing on the cake. Shelton, the pitch back to Thompson, and he's in some trouble and wrestled down behind the line of scrimmage. That was actually Lorenzo Williams on the carry for the Bulldogs. And that's Nicholas Coffey. Well, that Coffey name is synonymous here with Brentwood football, who made the tackle. That is a loss of about 4 yards. Ball nestled between the 43 and 44-yard line near the left hash. Bulldogs moving right to left as we see it. Twins to either side. Shelton, quick pass, makes it left side to Hathaway. Hathaway downed at the 45-yard line of Brentwood. And he picks up about 11 yards there.
Dude, I'm impressed with Shell. He's got a strong arm and a quick release, and he's been very accurate. And the receivers have shown some good hands, quick hitting pass plays, having some success.
Third and four, the ball in Bruin territory. At the 45, Bulldogs lead 14-7. Shelton surveys, works from the shotgun, rolling right side now, finds a hole up the middle and has the first down. Taken down at the 38-yard line. That is a first bank, first down Bulldogs.
Well, great job by Shelton that time, Brian, to just didn't have anybody open. And he found a little slot, and he broke free and did a good job of following his blockers. And big play there by Shelton.
Well, he seems to find that draw play when he needs it.
He really does. Seems to have just a good presence of mind and a sense of where he's going, and very impressive.
Running backs are split to the left. Going a little end around and in some trouble. Getting out of that trouble is Xavier Kennard, and now he's going to be wrapped up, so it's going to be a loss on the play because Demetrix Brown was there to make the tackle. Loss of 5. Boy, we've had a lot of losses on this drive too, Donnie, to be down here at the Brentwood now 42-yard line.
Yeah, that big 22-yard, 23-yard pass play, of course, helped out a lot. But, that was a slow-developing play, and they got in the backfield for the loss.
Second and 15 for Shelton. Takes it to the right. Makes a long pass downfield and uncatchable. A little underthrown for Wayne Jones.
Bring up third down.
I think Wayne, who was double covered over there, Donnie, really maybe lost the ball in the lights. He kind of picked up a little speed at the end, which may have cost him a catch right there.
Yeah, even though he was double covered, it looked like he had gotten behind both defenders. And if it had been a little more accurate, he could have seen the ball better. But I think it was out of bounds anyway. So
may very well have been. Third down, 15 to go. 17, make that 7-21. Left here in 14. The third quarter. Third down, 15. Another third and long. They converted the third and 22 last time. And Shelton's going to keep it himself, get to the 40, and that is it. Coffey on the tackle. And only 1 yard out of that. So the Bulldogs will have to punt it away. Well, If you look at this on the positive side, Donnie, they did eat a lot of clock away at 6:58 and counting here, and they have the opportunity to try to pin Brentwood back, although they've brought a lot of pressure on the punts.
They have indeed. That quarterback draw was played well that time by the Bruin defense.
They bring the pressure again. Burkett gets it off this time, however. Fair catch called for. It's through his legs. Ball is on the ground. Who has it? I have no idea. They haven't signaled.
Brentwood
it's
has
gonna
the ball.
It's going to be Brentwood ball. There is a flag out there, I think, or a marker. It's a marker.
I don't know whether they're going to say. I never did see a fair catch signal. On the one.
He did fair. I thought he fair caught
and
it.
They may have said that they didn't get, but they threw the flag right down where he tried to
catch
the ball.
He tried to fair catch it, and then once he fumbled the ball, it was live, and now it's going to be downed at the one.
Have they picked the flag up and just?
I think that was a marker.
Okay. Well, they're. Okay.
So the ball is at the 1 yard line. Well, that's a scary way to kind of pin somebody back. And I wanted to give some credit here to big number 53, Jacob Calvert, the 5'10, 215 pound senior lineman who got down there and almost scooped it in for a touchdown. You're saying he recovered it at the one?
There's going to be a flag on the play.
There is a flag on the play, apparently.
Yeah, there was a flag, and I'm thinking that
they're going to make him kick it again, maybe. Well, Matt Williams is confused. He's asking about it. Boy, what a huge – well, the coaches are not extremely pleased. I really thought it was Smyrna football at the one, but it looks like we're going to kick it again.
Yeah.
Smyrna will re-punt.
Huh. Smyrna? I'm not quite sure to tell you the truth, but it's obviously working down in Brentwood's favor. They were pinned back on the one.
Interference on Smyrna on the fair catch.
That's what we were thinking it might have been. I guess that's what it was.
Boy, I don't agree with that. He dropped the ball. Maybe he was.
I mean, you've got to give him like a 3 yard or 1 yard leeway. And
well, they're going to repunt. Burkett gets this one off. And it's going to be returnable at the 20-yard line. 25, 30, and diving up to the 32-yard line is J.B. Kelton, a 40-yard punt. Well, an interesting set of events.
Yeah, the Smyrna defender was right there at the punt receiver, and I guess they're saying that was interference on trying to make the catch.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part tonight by Sir Pizza. With three locations, check out Go Primetime Sports and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports podcast online.
14-7 your score. Ball came loose in the big pileup, and I think the Bulldogs have recovered the fumble.
That's big number 62 right there, Brian, for the Smyrna Bulldogs. That would be
Dexter Hunt.
He's the big 6'2", 265-pound senior. Big play.
Huge play, and the Bulldogs have the ball. Ball fumbled away by Chetabu, I believe, on the carry. There was a massive pileup. May have actually been a problem with the exchange. I couldn't really see it very good from this vantage point. Nonetheless, the Bulldogs have it now, marching right to left. Ball at the 32-yard line, and this time Smyrna has taken advantage of the time of possession in this second half so far. This is Lorenzo Williams carrying it to about the 28-yard line for a 4-yard gainer right up the gut. So a turnover, Bruins gives the Bulldogs really good field position.
Update on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Siegel leading Lincoln County now 33-6. That's in the third. And at the end of the third, Wilson Central still leading Laverne 17-14.
Second down and 6 yards to go. Thompson tries to kick it out right side, and they ride him down finally.
Number two, DeMario
out of bounds. We'll have to see where they spot the ball. How about those Seagull Stars? Looks like they're on their way to 2-0 start, Donnie.
Well, I tell you what, that's great for the Stars, and they're getting off to a great start. And to go down to the pit and to dominate like they are, is big.
Loss of one officially for DeMario Thompson. Brings up third and seven. Had a lot of third and longs here. Converted one third and 22. Here it's third and seven. Shelton has receivers everywhere and drew them off sides. Well, that'll get you 5 yards. And now a much more manageable third and two.
That certainly changes the complexion of the play call here.
It really does. It's amazing how many times that works. It was obviously a designed attempt to draw the defense off sides, and you're always taught on defense, just watch the ball. You know, when the ball doesn't move, you don't move.
Yeah, it works. And in third down situations, you almost feel like it's coming, and they pulled him off sides. Third and two now for the Dogs. Shelton under center. Pitch back left side. Lots of room for DeMario Thompson. Thompson 20, breaks a tackle, 15, 10, 5. He's going to the house. Touchdown, Bulldogs.
What a run by
yards.
Thompson. He split three defenders, Brian, ran right through him, broke three tackles, and scampered in.
24-yard touchdown run, DeMario Thompson. A Toots touchdown for the Bulldogs puts them up 20-7 with the PAT upcoming. Toots with three Rutherford County locations, one near you, I know, I just know. Northwest Broad at Medical Center Parkway, South Church at Barfield Crescent, 16, and in Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway. Burkett for point. The snap, here it comes. The set is good. The kick is away. And it's a thing of beauty. 21-7. Bulldogs up by two touchdowns. Right now, 4:04 left in the third. Bulldogs lead it. You're listening to State Farm High School football on WGNS.
Bunch Tire Pros is your tire dealer. We have been serving Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 30 years, and we enjoy what we do. That's why we keep doing it. If you need new tires, brakes, alignment, a battery, or an oil service, we can help. This is Kay Mitchell. My husband Bud and I strive to help give each and every customer the one-on-one service they deserve. Shop the experts. Shop Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Pike, which is also known as East Main Street in Murfreesboro.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal: to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Kickoff is going to bounce over to Isaac Martinez. Martinez can't make the turn, stopped at the 10.
Steve Martin Construction, time of the drive for the Smyrna Bulldogs. Five plays, 2 minutes, 36 seconds, capped off by a 24-yard touchdown run by DeMario Thompson. Steve Martin Construction, they work directly with you to build the home of your dreams. 904-9639. And that update from Lincoln County, it's Siegel 33, Lincoln County 6.
Looking good for the Stars, looking good for the Bulldogs. Still a lot of time left in this one, though. 3:56. Brentwood football, and Winfrey is going to keep it, try to go around the left side, and the Smyrna defense says no, no.
You know, Brian, it's pretty obvious there's somewhat of a momentum shift here in this third quarter. You know, it's like Smyrna almost appears to be kind of taking over a little bit. They've found a solution to that Brentwood offense way back in the first half. And tell you what, Smyrna's looking good.
Looking good right now. Second down, 3 minutes and 23 seconds as the clock rolls here in the third. Winfrey the handoff. I believe that was Sanders. Not much doing there for him. Third down.
Number 62, Dexter Hunt,
and 29.
Dexter Hunt on that offensive line has been a beast as well, leading with that tackle. We talked about that senior just a moment ago. Coming in with a big stop.
5 from the 17-yard line.
Really good crowd here tonight, by the way, for the Bulldogs and the Bruins. Packing the house across the way as well. Home opener for Brentwood tonight at the Bruins' Den. Winfrey back to pass and in some trouble. And he threw it away and a flag. It's going to be intentional grounding. They brought the pressure, and that day was Dustin Boone who led the way. And I thought they had sacked him for sure, and he launched the ball. And that, Donnie, is just a young mistake. He's a junior, but just not a lot of playing time.
Well, he was under immense pressure, and he just threw the ball basically right in front of him, and that's almost always going to be called intentional grounding. You've got to have someone beyond the line of scrimmage to be throwing to, and there's no way that was going to happen.
Not in that case. So Brentwood is going to have to punt the ball from, what is that, that'd be the 9-yard line.
Four, I think.
Four-yard line.
You know, Donnie, they three and out, and Smyrna's pretty much dominated the time of possession here in the third quarter.
DeMario Thompson is deep for Smyrna.
Well, that is a change from the 16:57 Brentwood had in the first half to Smyrna's 7:03. They have turned the tables in that regard. We talked about that as one of the keys to the game. From the back of his end zone, Alt gets it away. Pretty good punt. Fair catch called for by the Bulldogs' P.J. Whitaker at the 43-yard line. I heard, by the way, a 40-yard punt. I heard Preston O'Neill, former MTSU coach, talking on All Sports Talk this afternoon about if you give the opponent the ball from, you know, starting at their 50-yard line, you're, you know, it's like 60% of the time you score on those drives, and the closer you get, you know, like Smyrna has it at the 44, your percentage goes up higher that you're going to actually score on that drive.
And it just gives you so many more options in your offensive playbook and more pressure on the defense, and Smyrna's in that shape right now.
Shortened field. Here's Shelton looking right side and going yard with this one. Jump ball caught! Way downfield near the goal line. What a catch by Wayne Jones.
Well, I tell you what, Wayne Jones, what is he, number 13? He's a 5'11", 175-pound senior wide receiver. He went up in the air and caught that ball, and a well-thrown ball by Joe Shelton.
First and goal from the 4. It's a 38-yard pass and catch. And makes it first and goal for the Bulldogs. By the way, put another tally mark. First back, first down for Smyrna. Up the middle, St. Cloud tries to get through. Goes right side.
They're saying
bust
fumble
through.
Line.
I think there is a fumble late. DeMarcus St. Cloud.
And it's Brentwood's ball.
Lost the ball at the 1. What a tough Smyrna turnover there. Now Brentwood, pinned back, has the football back at the 1-yard line. He was 1 yard short of busting this game wide open.
Just inside the 1-yard line.
Well, the Smyrna defense going to have to get back at it here. Minute 45 left in the third. 2-touchdown lead for the Bulldogs, 21-7. But 7 for Brentwood came on the opening drive. Winfrey the handoff to Achetibu. He gets it up to about 6 or 7 yard line. It'll bring up a second down and 3.
Well, they've basically shut him down. He's only got 30 yards on 8 carries. And, you know, they're going to have to get him the ball on that offense. Right now, they're, you know, Brentwood offense has been shut down by the defense.
Second and 6. Ball marked for play at the 5. Here's Winfrey to pass. Long one into the night and incomplete. St. Cloud and the intended receiver, which was Austin Wells, kind of got tangled up. But that ball was thrown a good 10 yards downfield and uncatchable. Time winding down here in the third.
Down and six from the 5 yard line.
Third down and six. Hold them here, you get the ball back without a lot of damage. Winfrey, Achetabu, stopped at the 10.
Number six, Achetabu.
And they really needed to get to about the 11 or 12, I think.
Several Bulldogs in on the tackle.
Hard to see where the sticks are from this angle and being on this side. It is fourth down. Fourth and short. You certainly don't go for it here. At least I don't think.
No,
it's awfully close, though.
I think it's just about, you know, a half a foot maybe, but they're going for it, Brian. Unless they're just going to be, you know, try to draw them off sides.
Well,
that's got to be it.
That always works, doesn't it? Winfrey draws them in. Man in motion. They are going for it. And they've got the first down with Winfrey carrying it.
Austin Winfrey.
To the 16-yard line.
Well, what a gutsy call by Coach Cross. It's almost like he said, guys, this is, you know, we're down. We've got it. We can't give the ball back to Smyrna. They're going to have it in good field position. It's he just said all for broke on that one. If we make it, great. If we don't, then, hey, you know.
Well, he must be a Vegas kind of guy.
He must be. But big play by the Brentwood Bruins there to get that first down deep in their own territory.
It will be first and 10 for Brentwood from their 15-yard line when we come back. The fourth quarter is straight ahead. You're listening to State Farm High School Football on WGNS.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane cares about our youth.
We would be more than happy to talk to them or their parents about all the opportunities youth bowling can afford them.
Kelly Marlin at the Smyrna Bowling Center says they have youth leagues running year-round.
It's a good opportunity for kids that are involved in other sports. We have opportunities for all of those kids to participate.
And the Smyrna Bowling Center is the home of the state high school championships.
We have the TSSAA state tournament here.
Caring for our young people. The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane.
We'll go the extra mile. The key to maintaining your car is regular oil changes. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad. Get a full-service oil change for only $27.95. We'll change your oil, check your belts, hoses, and tire pressures, all for only $27.95. Keep you and your family safe driving down the road with a full-service oil change at Todd's Complete Auto Care. We're on Southeast Broad across from the Discovery Center.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment. Rick's Barbecue, Hills Ace Hardware in Smyrna.
Ball fumbled. Picked up by the Bulldogs. They say incomplete. Boy, they came out to the line quickly. Down by contact is the call. Sorry,
Jennings
John.
And Ayers Funeral Home and Bob Parks Auction.
That we've almost got, sent us to Jennings and Ayers, didn't it?
We've got some scores, some updates. Eagleville 21, McEwen nothing, and that's the end of the third. Eagleville leading 21-0. Blackman now 19, Pearl Cone 6. That's in the third. Hunter's Lane in Oakland is Oakland 14-7, and Siegel still leading Lincoln County 33-6. 21-7 here, and we've got an update from Laverne I'll give you in just a second.
3 yard loss on the play on that one. Now the handoff. Going right up the middle at Chetbu, and Chetabu at the 20, 25, 30, and finally going to be brought down at the 31-yard line. Well, that's one way to get out of the shadows of your end zone, about a 17-yard gainer.
And Laverne has taken the lead over Wilson Central, 21-17. That's late in the game.
Winfrey over to Sanders. Sanders tries the right corner and ekes out a couple of yards there. Wolverines, if they can hold on to a win there, can go 2-0 after a big win last week. So good luck to Stanton Stevens.
Tackle by number 8, Malone.
Second down. T-Ray Malone with the tackle for the Bulldogs. And we've got a substitution here for Malone, who has a helmet problem. They're going to get him a new hat and back in the game. Second down, 7 yards to go. Hill, the receiver to the left, is the lone receiver out this way. One back is split. There's the flag, and the play blown dead. That was a weird formation. I don't know if that's the problem or what.
Ball start,
It's a false start against Brentwood. That's why it looked a little odd from this vantage point. So second down, and the penalty makes it 12 yards to go. Ball back at their own 29-yard line. 10 minutes, 19 seconds to go in this game. Winfrey to Achetibu. And he's going to be wrestled down at the 36-yard line. Achetibu picks up 7 yards on that carry. And, Donnie, it looks like they've said, well, it's time to go to the big guy.
Yeah, they really have. He's carried the ball now 11 times and for 58 yards. And they've really used him a lot more in this second half than they did the entire first half. And, you know, the offensive line is giving him enough room, and he's being fairly successful.
No more decoy for Chudy. Third and 5. Backfield in the eye. Winfrey, the late pitch, gets it out back out there to Sanders. And he skips forward for a couple of yards. About the 37-yard line where they will spot this. It's going to be fourth down.
Well,
Thompson and Jones on the tackle for the Bulldogs. Fourth down. And right there would make it about a yard and a half. Closer to 2.
Well, if they went for it pinned back deep in the territory with about a foot to go, I would say they're going to go for it here.
Well, they roll them out. And big Logan Techman sets him down. Winfrey working under center this time. Fakes to Chudy. And now it's robbed down. Bulldogs take over. They stuffed him that time, and that big takedown was Brandon Hathaway, the 6-foot, 190-pound senior DB. Big stop.
Man, great penetration in the backfield to hold him short of the first down. Big play by the Bulldog defense, Brian.
Only 8:40 to go here, Donnie, and you're up by 2 touchdowns. Run some clock.
Yeah, run the ball. They're probably missing a pass or two, but let's just turn out some time, maybe get another touchdown, and get out of here with a win.
Back split to the right of Shelton. Pitches over, finds Williams. Williams, 40, 35, and flags fly. Not one, not two, but 3 flags on the field.
Probably a hold when it's a play strung out that wide outside.
That would be at least the second time, if not more, and that's the call. Holding against the Bulldogs. Takes it back to their own 48-yard line. First and 20 now. They need to get it to the Brentwood 30 to get a first back first down. 2 wideouts either side. Shelton sends Thompson in motion, looking across the middle, going long and going deep. That incomplete for Wayne Jones, overthrown there, but what a beautiful pass.
Oh, great pass. He just got too much on that ball. The receiver was open by about 2 or 3 yards, and he just overthrew the ball.
A little more arc on the ball.
Yeah, a little more arc. You're right. Too much of a line drive. Didn't get enough air under it.
Second down. Ball at the 48 of Smyrna.
And I'm sure they'll talk to him about that, this next week.
They will. He'll learn from that.
Yeah.
Shelton works from under center this time. Thompson bounces into the line, now bounces outside, 45-40, and going to be drugged down, and a late hit out of bounds.
Well, Thompson was stopped dead in his feet there at the line of scrimmage, but he bounced outside and scampered down the sidelines for a big gain along with that late hit. Man, he's quick.
He is fast out of the gates. That's almost got to be a late hit out of bounds. I don't know anything else it could be where the flags were thrown. It is unsportsmanlike conduct against Brentwood. This is all good news for the purple and gold. Ball now at the 22, and it's a first bank first down, Don.
Bringing a smile to Bud Race's face, I'm sure.
He's sitting right down there, and he's smiling.
Yes.
He's right down below us. He's laughing. He's giddy almost. First and 10. And it's Shelton's going to keep it himself. Keeps those legs churning to the 20, and that's where he's going to be stopped for a short two-yard pickup.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Octavius Mathers just broke one for 30 yards, and Blackman leads it 23-6 in the third with 3:47 to go. Oakland late in the third leads Hunter's Lane now 21-7. Siegel pouring it on Lincoln County 33-13. That's in the fourth quarter. Laverne leading 21-17 over Wilson Central. Eagleville blanking McEwen 21-0. And Ezell Harding doing the same to Middle Tennessee Christian School 14-0. And right now it's looking good here. It is 21-7. Smyrna has the ball.
Shelton with the eye backfield this time. Rolls out. Quick pass over right side. And it's going to be a catch for Johnson. Johnson still on his feet. Johnson headed in for the pylon for the touchdown. 20 yards. And that's Darius Johnson.
What a great play. Great pass by Thompson. To they had two receivers, one deep, one short. He threw it to the short receiver. And the other receiver made a great block to free him up for the touchdown.
Bulldogs take a 20-point lead, ready to make it 21. After that, Toots touchdown. Toots, good food and fun. Wings, burgers, and, of course, those fried dill pickles. Can't go wrong. Toots with three Rutherford County locations. Burkett for point. Snap set. Kick is away. It is up, and it is good. With 6:55 left in the game, Bulldogs lead it 28-7. You're listening to State Farm High School Football on WGNS.
Do hormones have you confused? Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeve Sane Drugstore. Reeve Sane offers customized hormone replacement therapy to meet the needs of each woman and man. The goal of hormone replacement should be to reestablish balance, working with the unique needs of the patient, their physician, and our pharmacist. Ask us about your unique needs so that you can feel your best. Reeve Sane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard, or visit reevesane.com. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider for MTSU athletics.
Now there's a third Sprint by Cellular Concepts location. It's right next to MTSU on the corner of Middle Tennessee Boulevard and East Main, right next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
And we're real proud to be a part of MTSU.
The new MTSU location of Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 1 to 5.
A family operated and owned business since 1989.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And the Steve Martin Construction time of the drive, 2 minutes 15 seconds on 7 plays, capped off by a 20-yard pass from Shelton to Johnson. Steve Martin Construction, you have the perfect lot. Steve Martin Construction can build you the perfect home. 904-9639. It's Smyrna 28 and Brentwood 7. We're heading home pretty quick here.
Here's the Burkett kick and sails into the end zone. State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, Todd's Complete Auto Care, Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine, where you wear your team colors, you get a free taco anytime. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Sprint by Cellular Concepts. .6:55 to go in this one. Bulldogs lead by three touches. Winfrey, snap a little low to him. Now a quick pass out into the flat. It's open. Kyle Burke. And finally brought down, wrestled down at the 40-yard line, and Lorenzo Williams made a touchdown-saving tackle right there, Don.
He did indeed. He was beat on the pass route, but he made up for it by making a touchdown-saving tackle.
At the 42, correction, 37.
So Brentwood now in Bulldog territory. And we've got whistles. It looks like we may have a timeout, and we do. It's a 44-yard play there by the Bruins to put them in Smyrna territory. We'll be right back. 6:43 left in the game. Smyrna leads 28-7. You're listening to State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS.
Hi, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard. We do estate appraisals. We also do regular insurance replacement appraisals if you just need an idea of what something's worth. Be glad to help you out. Keeping it still in the family, Dad's here doing watch repair. He does anything from the simple battery installation to the more complicated get Granddad's watch overhauled and looking good. Right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's restaurant.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Call Good Neighbor State Farm agent Monty King in Smyrna, 220-2210.
Winfrey hands off to Chewy Achetibu. Achetibu 35-30, 25, and finally wrapped up there by the Smyrna Bulldogs. 12-yard gainer. Well, Donnie, you've got some cushion here, but you don't want to let too much cushion get away.
No, hopefully it's too little too late for the Brentwood Bruins, but there's certainly there's no give up in the Bruins.
They are awfully explosive. They make me nervous. Winfrey passes out right side and incomplete. Poorly thrown. Out to Austin Wells. Not a bad first down choice there on plays.
No, and they didn't use up any clock, so I guess that's the good thing about that incomplete pass if you're a Brentwood Bruin fan.
Ball
is on the
24-yard line. Ball at the 24. Don't forget, coming up, it's the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show, followed by Dennis Weaver and all of the scores around the Mid-State on the First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Friday Night Thunder. Pass across the middle, caught, and then Kyle Burt is leveled.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is one of those routes across the middle where if you're a receiver, you know you're going to be hit, and boy, was he ever.
And there, the Smyrna player, and I can't see exactly who it is. I think it's P.J. Whitaker, but it is Whitaker. He made that tackle, and he got his bell rung pretty good.
For over 75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire Mid-State region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. PJ may get a little help from them tonight. We help you heal online at TOA.com. And you can go primetimesports.com and you can log on to listen live anywhere around the world and see where we'll be broadcasting next. That's goprimetimesports.com.
Snap back to Winfrey. Looking left side, looking toward the end zone. Broken up, incomplete. Great play by the Bulldogs, Brandon Hathaway, to knock that away after the catch was made. Well, Donnie, that's textbook right there.
Beautifully played by the defensive back. And I tell you what, Smyrna has really bounced back from last week's loss. It looks like, Brian, with a big win, if they can just hold on here.
Boy, I'm really impressed defensively, particularly.
Yes.
Not that the offense has been too shabby either, but their defense has had to answer the call to keep them in this game. Chudy Achetbu, no, sir. Nowhere to go. Drop for a loss. Chetabu, who has been called many things tonight, lost 3 yards. He's been Chudy, which is his first name, Achetbu, Achetabu. Chewy. And we've got a timeout on the field.
He got chewed up on that play.
He did.
Yes.
I like that. I may have to use that in a moment.
Yes.
5:30 to go in the game. Smyrna leads 28-7. You're listening to State Farm High School Football on WGNS.
For over 4 decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Winfrey goes to the end zone. It is picked off! Here come the Bulldogs the other way. There is a flag, but this one may go all the way to the house. Down the sideline, 50, 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. End zone. Touchdown, T-Ray Malone from coast to coast. But this one may be coming back.
Well, I tell you what, not the best thrown pass in the world, but he just broke in front of the receiver and made the interception. And follow the caravan all the way down the field, Brian, but looks like it is going to come back.
T-Ray went from goal line to goal line.
And he's out. He's a huffing and a puffing, but I can see why.
His check engine light's on, but he'll go fill up on the sidelines, and he'll be back. Boy, that was beautiful. I don't care if there was a penalty. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, the penalty had nothing to do with what caused him to make that play and score the touchdown, but and some great blocking to go along with it.
Smyrna will have the ball at the 9-yard line, by the way, with 5:08 to go, and they lead by 21, John.
Well, I just want to let you know, State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you by tonight, Middle Tennessee Christian, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air. Got to pay the bills, fellas.
Need to pay the bills. You got that right. High backfield for Shelton. Hands off to the tailback, which I think is Thompson, but we'll see.
We got some scores coming in on our Jenny Zanares Funeral Home scoreboard. Brian, 28-7, Oakland leading Hunter's Lane. Blackman over Pearl. Cone, 23-6. Siegel by 20 over Lincoln County. Laverne leading 21-17. However, I think we've got some stuff going on. Another update. Mathers breaks a 52-yard run. Now has 176 yards on 18 carries tonight, folks.
Wow. Octavius getting it done for the Blackman Blaze. By the way, that was Lorenzo Williams on the carry, 6-yarder. Now he's got it again. Shoestring, no, breaks that tackle, dives to the 25. Now shoestringed again at the 30-yard line. 15-yard pickup for Lorenzo Williams. I think it's going to be a pretty happy bus ride home here, Donnie. Start out 0-1, a tough overtime loss to BGA, who, by the way, was blanking Ravenwood from what I heard earlier. And now looking like you're going to pick up a win on the road at Brentwood. Pretty nice comeback.
Yes, indeed. And I tell you what, they've shown they've gotten better and better as the game has gone by, and both offensively and defensively.
It's a first bank, first down for Smyrna. First and 10 from the 30 after that 15-yard run. And now here's Williams again, breaks another tackle, breaks two, breaks three, 40, 45. Going to be wrestled down at the 46-yard line. Another 16-yard run. Boy, Lorenzo Williams is racking up the yards. They're actually going to give him the 17, so add another one to it.
He is indeed, and what a stiff arm he used on that last defender. He just pretty much just knocked him down to pick up a few more yards.
Well, Smyrna was manhandled in time of possession in the first half, 16:57 to 7:03. We don't keep that stat, but I know it's the opposite in this half for the Bulldogs. They have dominated the time of possession. Thompson gets it, comes near side, now tries to go back the opposite side and has some room. Can he cut the corner? Great block, 50, 45, and going to be downed at the 41-yard line. All of that for 6 yards. He came near side, Donnie. There was nothing there.
went to the left and had some room.
Well, there was one Brentwood defender all by himself to make the touchdown saving tackle, and Colton Hill, the 5'10", 160-pound senior, made that great up-and-field tackle to keep the touchdown.
And what a block by Joe Shelton over there as he was going around the end, and Joe put it out there for him, and that's a pretty gutsy play by a quarterback.
Another first bank, first down for the Bulldogs. First and 10 from the Brentwood 41 now with 2.5 to play in the game. Shelton this time gives off to Brad Wilson in the game. And Wilson's number is called for a short gainer.
You know, they're certainly getting to play a lot of players, and he's another senior, but it's great to be able to get a lot of guys in the game early in the season, get some experience.
Second down, 8 yards to go. Well, this is a very senior-laden team, and to get these youngsters any type of experience is really beneficial to Smyrna in the long run.
Yes, indeed.
Backfield lined up in the eye for Shelton. Plowing up the middle. Well, nowhere to go for the big man, Deterius Johnson.
Number 10, Deterius Johnson.
He's kind of stood up there. Third down.
No,
minute 30. First down would seal the deal.
Third down and 8.
A fourth down here, and they may even go for it on fourth and let the clock wind it down. I don't know. Even if they gave it up on downs, there wouldn't be much time left. Smyrna not in a hurry. Minute 10. And
they're
now we've
game.
Got a timeout.
Oh,
Smyrna. What a great use of the clock right there. Smyrna takes a timeout with 59.6. A third and 8 coming up when we come back for more State Farm High School football.
West Coast cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night, 8 to 10.
And don't forget, wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Cash in on savings with Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. This is Terry Haynes. For a limited time only, receive $25 trade-in for every old window you replace. And that's not all. You can receive $75 for every old door you replace, too. Visit our showroom for all types of styles, products, and glass options from Sun Windows and Doors.
For more information, call 893-1515. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company is a member of TVA's Qualified Contractor Network. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, the people you know, the people you trust.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Thompson Services, Air Conditioning, Electric, Plumbing, Gas, Animal City, Drummer's Den, Midas of Purpose Pearl, State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. And coming up is the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air postgame show. We'll have your Loveless Fine Photography Players of the Game, Midas of Murfreesboro Shift of the Game, stats, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, and more.
Smyrna takes a knee, or I think it looked like a knee, or he was forced to a knee. It's fourth down and 8. Regardless, the clock stops with 49 seconds as Brentwood takes the timeout, and we'll just keep it right here.
Brian, let me give a few more sponsors in here as we wait on this timeout. Ida's Tees, of course, Hodge Construction Services, Paleo's Grill on Broad Street, Midas of Murfreesboro, Jones Car Wash. By the way, we'll be at Paleo's Grill Monday night, 6 o'clock, for the Ida's Tees primetime sports scene. And we have a couple more. Let me get a few more in here. Tune in each Friday night at 5:45 for Murphy's Fair's matchup. Murphy Fair, followed by Thompson Services' Friday Night Thunder pregame show at 6. And speaking of that, Friday Night Thunder will come up right after our postgame show, right after this ball game.
Most certainly. First National Bank of Murfreesboro and Miss Frieda Morgan bringing us the Friday Night Thunder postgame show, which we'll listen to on the way home. Got to get in bed early tonight. Long drive tomorrow. Burkett to punt. Punting on the fourth and eight. It is away and taken by the Brentwood Bruins. Austin Sanders. Sanders, not a whole lot of room up to the 15-yard line. 31-yard punt, and there is another timeout on the field, I believe. No. Smyrna, or rather Brentwood, must be out of timeouts. 38 seconds to go. Nice win here for the Bulldogs.
Big win, bouncing back after that loss to BGA last week. And on both sides of the ball, offense and defense, they were very impressive over a good, solid Brentwood team.
You can hear the Smyrna cheerleaders leading the cheer and the crowd on their feet, enjoying this one. As it winds down, Winfrey passes left side into some traffic. Bodies fly everywhere. It's incomplete. 30 seconds to play. Coming up on the Prentice Also Peating and Air postgame show, we will have a lot. That includes that Midas of Murfreesboro ship to the game, our Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, and we will also have a look at your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard and, of course, the Sir Pizza game replays. Appears to be an injured Bulldog on the turf. Well, you hate to see that with only 30 seconds left to go in the game.
Our game also brought to you tonight by State Farm agent Jenny Allman, Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, Bell Jewelers, First Bank, Farmer Brothers Insurance, Martin's Home and Gardens. Join us tomorrow for the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner at 9 a.m., and that's going to be followed by Cougar Corner at 11 o'clock. You can hear from all the coaches. And all of this from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. And also, Prentice Alsop Heating and Air sponsors our program tonight. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, the Smyrna Bowling Center, Bob Parks Realtor, Sunette P., and Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike.
Well, it appears the injured Bulldog is either 53 or 63, and I can't really see here from this vantage point. It's either Jacob Calvert. Well, he's the only one I can see, so it must be 53. Bruins roll them out. Second and 10 to go. Backed up at the 16-yard line. Winfrey looking to pass. Has some time, now flushed out of the pocket. On the run, 20, 25, 30, down the sideline, 35, 40, and wrestled down around the 42-yard line. And that is a first down for Brentwood. Boy, what a tale of two halves. Smyrna totally dominated this second half. Not that the first half was dominated by Brentwood, because Smyrna led 14-7 at half, but time of possession definitely swung in the Bulldogs' way in the second half. This is going to be the last play of the game, it looks like. Tuchui Achetibu. He's going to be wrestled down in Smyrna territory at the 41-yard line, and that's your ball game. Another first down, but all for naught, as the Smyrna Bulldogs come to Brentwood tonight and score a 21-point victory to even their season record at 1-1 and dropping the Brentwood Bruins to 1-1 on the year. Nice win here at the Bruins' Den. We're going to come back and talk all about it in just a moment as we get into the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air postgame show. Friends, you are listening to State Farm High School Football on WGNS.
Do you want to know what to do now?
Tell me, radio guy.
I'll tell you then. You take your car on down there to Performance Transmissions in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard.
They can fix everything from your classic hot rod to Grandma's Buick.
This ain't Grandma's Buick.
Performance Transmissions can fix your transmission. They're on Memorial Boulevard, next door to O'Reilly's. See them online at MurfreesboroTransmissions.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Lewis with First Bank in Murfreesboro.
And Jim Bryan of First Bank in Smyrna.
Did you know that Social Security and other federal benefits are moving to a paperless system?
If you're currently receiving a paper check from the government and want to know more about how you can make the transition to direct deposit, stop by your local First Bank branch or call 890-1111 in Murfreesboro or 267-1111 in Smyrna.
That's 890-1111 or 267-1111. First Bank, member FDIC.
Mid-South Satellite is now Intersource.
Thanks, Middle Tennessee, for making us more than just your satellite service provider. Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment.
Whether you need Dish Network, DirecTV, Xfinity, Charter, HughesNet, home theater, or flat panel TVs,
you got to go to the source.
815-1800.
Call 815-1800 for a free evaluation of current services and bundle together what best fits your needs.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Just as the Blue Raiders gear up for the football season, it's time for fans to gear up. Lightning's Locker Room is the official merchandise source for Middle Tennessee athletics. And it's not hard to understand why. From tees, hats, official Nike apparel, to golf ball markers, signs, portable canopies, and much more, all decked out in the blue and white. Lightning's Locker Room, 910 Ridgely Road, turn off of Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Also open Fridays and game days in the football stadium and always online at mtsutees.com.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurant, and wanted to announce that oysters are back. They're fresh, delicious, better than they've ever been, and we're serving them three ways down here at Toots. You can get them on the half shell, you can get them steamed, and our favorite, fried oysters.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurants, now on South Church Street, Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, and Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
Are you struggling with ideas to promote your business? Well, don't stress. The folks at Franklin's Printing know how important it is to reach new customers to grow your business. They can help with that new brochure you need to design. You know more about your business than anyone else, but we know how to make your business look good in print. Everyone at Franklin's Printing will give your project the care and appearance you deserve. Call now for an appointment. We'll make you look great at Franklin's Printing. Call 890-5249 right now.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street.
And this is Juan here at Midas. We're more than just mufflers. Our ASC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $24.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right.
Only $24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
$24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
On Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Next on WGNS Primetime Sports and online at goprimetimesports.com.